What shouts of joy would echo through the vast expanse of hell? By Charles Simeon. Psalm 116, verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? A cold or languid expression of gratitude is utterly unsuited to the marvelous mercy and grace which he has freely given to us in salvation. All that is within us should praise him for his wondrous redemption of such hell-deserving sinners as we truly are. If we would form a just idea of the gratitude which Jesus deserves from us, then let us imagine ourselves suffering the deserved wrath of God in eternal fire. In the same way, how would the fallen angels who are now in hell rejoice to be restored to the bliss of heaven? How would each one break forth into singing? What shouts of joy would echo through the vast expanse of hell? Precisely thus ought we believers to be astonished with our glorious salvation from sin and hell. The more we contemplate Christ's redeeming love for us, the more will a sacred ardour glow within our bosoms to bless and praise him for his wondrous salvation. How much reason we have to exalt our adorable Redeemer, who has redeemed us with his precious sin-atoning blood. Let us then sing and shout for joy. Let the mercy and love and grace which he has given in our redemption be the special subjects of our praise. Thus shall we be prepared to join the heavenly choir and to sing hallelujahs to God and to the Lamb for ever and ever. Revelation 1 verses 5 and 6, all glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. To him be glory and power for ever and ever. Amen. Revelation 5 verses 12 and 13, in a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power for ever and ever. Revelation 7 verses 9 to 12. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen.